Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain.
That's little CB Ray Vaughan bringing us back, folks. SRV for your enjoyment.
I'm walking out anyway. And that's a cool shot.
One of his classics, the late great Stevie Ray. 7 till, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day and hanging out with us. We appreciate it very much. Dave Anderson's here, folks. Dave is a longtime 10-year member of our Brain Trust. We're celebrating his anniversary today. LearnToLead.com is his website. But, folks, over the last 10 years, Dave has really done a great job of helping us do a better job of managing our people, keeping our key people, finding new people, getting better at running our businesses. It has just been invaluable to us. And, Dave, we appreciate that very much. But right now, I want to change the subject. I want to turn the page and get you to tell us about some of the other stuff that you're doing. Folks, Dave is a humanitarian extraordinaire. He does a couple of things that I know of that are very special. Dave, one of them is your support of Christian ministers in countries where Christianity is under attack, and the people who do what they do are literally putting themselves and have put themselves and are currently in jeopardy because of their faith. But also, I want you to talk to us about the orphans that you help.
Sure, Jim. For the last 8 years, I've worked with leaders of the underground church in Iran through John Maxwell's Equip organization, and I volunteer to go over there, and we take several dozen of their key leaders out of the country, bring them to a nearby country in a private place, mm-hmm. and teach them leadership principles and to where they can go back and grow their organization. Now, the last year, we had to cancel the meetings because so many of the pastors are in prison. There's not enough people to bring out.
So the people that you trained on behalf of their faith, just like first century Christians in the Roman Empire, these people are being persecuted and jailed for their faith.
Well, they're being murdered for it, too. In fact, we have people every year who don't come back because they were martyred for their faith.
Wow.
They're either imprisoned or martyred, and we would hear those stories, and it just strengthened the rest of them.
Oh, my.
It was always encouraging to see that. You talk about commitment. These people risk arrest to come to that meeting. They risk mm-hmm. imprisonment and possible death.
And their families.
Absolutely. And so that's been an honor to work teaching them leadership principles over the last 8 years. I hope we can go back someday.
This is
we also have a... I'm sorry, Jim.
I was just going to say, folks, this is the kind of stuff that Dave, how he gives back. He's a very successful businessman, has been for a long time. But this is a case of one man and his organization he's put together. And he's funding this himself. I mean, his work, he self-funds. There's 100% self-funded, which I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Tell us about the orphans.
You know, we take care of 450 orphans in the Ukraine right now that are in gypsy camps. The
Wow.
government makes them live in camps there. It's extreme discrimination, and there are 20 of those camps. And we have soup kitchens that we've been able to help put up with our church in three of them. And my daughter runs our foundation, and she's made several trips over there.
Are these are these orphans part of the Roma folks? I mean, the people.
A lot of them are.
They're the Roma. The ones that the Europeans call gypsies, right?
Well, they are, and they're an ethnic group, and they're discriminated against. They're forced to live in these camps, and the problem is when the parents die, there's nobody to take care of the kids.
Right.
They get snatched up by the underworld and put into sex trafficking and mm-hmm. and pornography and the whole bit. So through the churches in these camps, we help feed them and clothe them. And we're up to 450 now that we're able to take care of on a daily basis. And
so you provide some care for them during every day.
Yeah. They get two meals a day, and then twice a year we'll bring over clothing and shoes.
Right.
I mean, companies like Crocs just donated 400 pairs of shoes.
And this is through your foundation that you fund 100%, unless somebody like me or our audience sends you some money to help out.
We do. We never
send. And 100% of what you get goes to the need, right?
Yeah, our company underwrites all the expenses.
What is there a website for your foundation?
Yeah, in fact, if you go to my business website, there's a link. It's the easiest to find. It's the Matthew 25:35 Foundation.
Okay.
Matthew 25:35 Foundation.
Go to learntolead.com.
Right.
And learntolead.com. And where's the link?
If you go to About Us, it tells people about us and part
Let's get that light out from under that bushel, Dave. Let's get that light off under that bushel and put it out there where people can see it a little bit more.
Well, we appreciate that. I mean, I grew up in a house with rats and didn't have anything, and it's fun.
Yeah.
Once you become successful, to be able to give back, and
yeah.
It makes everybody in our company feel like they're part of something special.
Well, and you help other people who want to donate, helps them feel like they're doing something, who don't have your gift, who don't have your commitment, but maybe they've been successful. So, folks, I know Dave Anderson, folks. I'm telling you. This is my company. We're gonna start helping Dave out ourselves, and I'd encourage you to go to Learn to Lead and go to about them, and donate some money. I think they have a way to take it there. Dave, I'm proud of you, my friend. Thank you for being the leader that you are.
Thanks for all you do, Jim. I appreciate you very much.
Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.